Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nozir Daf Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins at the top of Daf Ches at the new Mishnah. You will notice a series of diamond markings, and on the side of the Gemara, we feature them under the Mivneh heading that we have written into our specially marked Shas Ozer Gemaras. It reads as follows, Hareini Nozir. That is the phrase that you'll see in the diamond as we go down through the Mishnah. Dugmoi Shoinais, different examples, Shel Kabolas Nazirus, where a person accepts upon himself Nazirus. The Mishnah begins, Hareini Nozir, Kaseor Roshi, Ka'afar Ha'oretz, G'chol Hayam. Person says that he's going to be a nozir, like the hairs on his head, like the dirt of the ground, like the sand of the sea. Hareze nozir oilom umegaleach achas l'shloishim yoim. Any one of these phrases binds him to nazirus permanently. However, he takes a haircut every 30 days. Rebbe Omer, ein ze megaleach achas l'shloishim yom. Rebbe disagrees, and he says the above-mentioned expressions will not entitle him to take a haircut once every 30 days. Ve'ezu megaleach achas l'shloishim. What would be an example of someone who would be able to take a haircut once every 30 days? Ha'imer harei olai nazirus kaseyar roshi. Very, very fine difference in expression, but he says harei olai nazirus. He adds, he uses the word nazirus instead of saying hareini nozir. He says hare olai nazirus keser roshi ukaforos gechol hayam. And according to Rebbe, by using this expression, you gain a sense of, we'll say, individuality or units of time, separate nazirus periods that will, of course, extend forever. Before we go further in the Mishnah, we would like to look together at the Tosfos commentary, as is very common in this Masechet, in the Masechet Nozir, the way it's printed in the standard Shas editions that we use. Tosfos can appear often out of place. Later in this Masechet, it's going to become a very serious problem. Mirtz Hashem will deal with it then, just trying to locate the relevant Tosfos. And in this case, Tosfos that we're looking at begins at the lower part of Zayin Omid Beis. And we'd like to look at the Tosfos that you can see four lines from the end of the page, Zayin Omid Beis. Hareini Nozir Kaseo Roshi Ka'afar Horetz Chalayam Reze Nozir Le'oilom U'megalei Chachas L'shloishim Yom Pirush Nazirus Harbe Kibel Olav. This person, according to the Tanakhama, has accepted upon himself multiple Nazirios. Kafaretz ukecholayam, like the dirt of the ground, sand of the sea. Umegaleach biyoyim shloishim umevi korbanoisav, and I'll take a haircut every 30 days. And upon the 30-day period reached, each 30 days he will also bring the nazir sacrifices. The next Tosfos, Ein ze megaleach achas l'shloishim yom, pirush, Rebbe Svirolei, Rebbe is of the opinion that if you were to use the opening expression of the Mishnah, Reini Nozir Kaseo Roshi, the Nazirus Merubo Kabdolov, Ad Yoy Moisoi, one long Nazirus period until his death is what he accepted, Ad Shem Beferush Nazirus, unless he adds that word or uses that particular expression, kidemasik, as it goes on to say in the Mishnah. V'yezu megalech achas l'shloshim yom, o'im ha'rei alay nazirus, kaseh roshi, kafor ha'atzuklayam. personally, I was thinking, but I'm not able to prove it. In fact, it's maybe an uncomfortable position to take, but reading the word Nazirus, one would almost want to read it as Naziros, in the plural form. Whether that's true or not, it's at least accurate to say that using the term Nazirus implies an individualized unit of Nazirus observance. In the commentaries that you find from Shas emendations, particularly the Nusus HaRivan that you find on the side of the Gemara, you'll find when he wants to make reference in an explicit fashion to multiple Nazirios, he uses the word Nazirios with a yud added to the latter part of the word. And you can see this on here on Daf Ches, if you look in the Nusras HaRivan, for example, Ois Dalet, Ois Hey, you see from time to time word spelled Nazirios when making reference to multiple Nazirios. This way or that way, whichever way you look at things, according to Rebbe, using the word Nazirus, even if it's read with that particular vowelization, it nevertheless creates room for understanding multiple individual Nazirus periods. We continue now in the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Maloi Habaya, so Maloi HaKupa. One can find in Meforshim that there's another girs instead of Maloi HaBayis, Maloi Chavis. And in fact, that might be a more pleasant version, because just like a kupa is a container, a box, a chavis is a barrel, also a container. But the girsa that appears in our text is Maloi HaBayis, a house full. So a person says, I'm a nozir, a house full. Or I'm a nozir, a box full of nozir. Both kinoso, we investigate. We ask him, Im Omar, achas gedoylo nozarti. If when asked, what do you mean when you say I want to be a house full of nozir? If he says, well, I accepted on myself one large nazirus. The result of that would be nazir shloshim yom. He's to observe 30 days of nazirus. The imamar stam nazarti says, I accepted nazirus in an unqualified fashion. I didn't have any specific intention. Then royan es hakupa kilu imaleo chardol. Will view the kupa container, the box, as if it were filled with chardol. Chardol is sometimes translated as mustard seed. What it is, it's some type of plant whose seeds are very fine grain-like seeds, powdery type seeds. So, of course, using a magnifying glass or a microscope, you'll notice that they are actually individual units. So a person who would have said, I'm a nozir melo kupa, and responded upon being asked, what did you mean? And he says, stam nazarti, will view it as if he says, I'm a nozir, like a barrel full, or like a box full of chardol seeds. And the result is, v'nozir kol yomov. He will have to observe nazirus the rest of his life. Let us look at the Tosfos commentary at the top of the page. Hareini nozir melo habayis melo hakupa. Pirush. Bayis reikonis o kupa reikonis lefonov. We have a man standing in front of an empty house or an empty box, and he makes this comment. He says, I'm a nozir melo habayis. A house, the house full, I am accepting Nazirus, or the box full of Nazirus. We ask him, we investigate, and if he responds to our question and says, well, achas gedolu nadarti, one long vow. Nozir shloshim yom, he will be a nozir for one period of 30 days. Pirush Nazirus achas nadarti. All I accepted on myself was really one Nazirus, v'hadikomer mole abayis, that which he says, a houseful, da'aricha le'milsa, it's burdensome, it's like a long period for him. It's burdensome upon him, as we saw in our previous year, the similar idea. V'eino nazir ela shloshim yom. The net result, though, is one nazirus of 30 days, the standard nazirus period. If he says, well, I stam without means and without any qualification in mind, I simply vowed. We view the box as if it's filled with chardol. The nazir kol yomov. The rabbonon deliel nazirus achar nazirus. According to the rabbonon that we saw in Daf Zayin, who argued with Rebbe, a person who would say, hareini nazir, hakupa, he would have to observe nazirus for the rest of his life in 30-day segments. But each 30 days, take a haircut and bring the sacrifices. That would be according to the Rabbonan. The Rebbe, according to Rebbe, if a person would have said, Areini nazir malo hakupa, and in response to our questions would have said stam nadarti, Rebbe would say, well, buddy, you're going to have to accept one long nazirus till the end of your life. Let's continue in our Mishnah. Hareini nazir mikan ad mokom ploni. This is an expression that we've seen, we saw this in our previous year, this quote. Omdin kamayom mikan ad mokom ploni. We evaluate. Im pochos mishloshim yom, if the journey is less than 30 days, nozir shloshim yom. So then he is accepting upon himself a nazirus of 30 days. V'im lav, if the journey is not less than 30 days, it's more than 30 days, nozir kiminyan hayomim, he will observe nazirus according to the length of the journey, according to the number of days of the journey. So that if it's a 42-day journey, he's in effect will observe 42 days of nazirus. Hareini nazir kiminyan yemoi sachamo. A person says, I'll be a nazir like the days, literally the days of the sun, but yemoi sachamo is associated with a solar year. Mone naziros kiminyan yemoi sachamo. According to Tosfos, the explanation here is he'll count 365 months or 30-day units. 365 30-day units and take haircuts each 30 days and bring the required sacrifices. If you calculate 365 30-month periods, you're talking about approximately 30 years of nazirus. Omar Rebbe Yehuda. The Mefarshim explained that Rebbe Yehuda's appearance in the Mishnah is to support the Tanna Kamma, to support that which we just said. Maise hoya kevon shehishlim meis. There was an incident where someone had said, I'll be a nazir kimin yemoisa chamo. He observed basically 30 years of nazirus with a haircut every 30 days during that 30-year period. And upon completing his last unit of nazirus, he passed away. The Gemara. Now, before we continue with the Gemara itself, we take a note of the topic heading on the side, the Nosei. Mishnosenu Kova, the Mishnoizu Nazirus Kamalo Akupa. Our Mishnah established that one who accepts Nazirus like a box full, Royan es Hakupa Keilu Maloi Hardal. We view the box as if it's full of that very fine substance. In other words, a substance that on a unit level will amount to a very large number. Vave nozir kol yomov, and the result of viewing the box as being full of hardol, he's going to end up having to observe nazirus for the rest of his life. Kami shenemar kach. as if he said that. V'loy royin es hakupa kilu melo kishuim v'yelo takona. And we're saying chardol in contrast to viewing the box as being filled with kishuim. Kishuim is a type of vegetation that is large, so that if the one box that might hold 150,000 grains of chardol, that same box might hold 5 kishuim. Well, if you're going to view the box in kishuim terms, so then he would be obligated to observe 5 nazirus periods. We don't say that, though. We're taking the stringent, extreme stringent position by viewing the box as being filled with chardol. So now the Gemara. Royen es hakupa kilu melea chardol v'nozir kol yomov. This, of course, is a quote from the Mishnah. That's why we have little arrows. You can see where this is taken from. The Gemara asks, v'amai, why does the Mishnah take this approach? V'lechse kilu melea kishuim v'diluin v'teve le takanta. Why not view that very box as if it's filled with kishuim or diluin? Do another type of large vegetation. And he'll have takanto, he'll be able to achieve release from the nazirus. He'll be able to eventually drink wine and be free of the nazirus restrictions. Yet our mission doesn't say that. In order to explain the position of our mission, we have a couple of opinions. And in the Gemara text, you can see the triangle used, and on the side under the Mivne heading, we wrote Shnei Deus Kemi Lahamir HaMishnah. We have two approaches explaining who is the author behind our Mishnah. The Gemara, Omar Chizkiah, B'machloikes Shnuya. The issue of how to view the box is in fact a Tanaic controversy. V'Rebbe Shimon hi, the Omar, Odom Machnis es Atzmoy L'Dovar, Shesfekei Chomer Mivadai. Our Mishnah reflects the opinion of Reb Shimon, that says when a person speaks, he will enter a realm or a conclusion where the doubt, namely he'll be bound by the doubt, which is more stringent than certainty. Let us take a quick look at Rashi. Rav Shimon hi, diomar odom machnis atzmoy ledover shesfekei chomer mivadai. What do we mean by that a person will enter a realm of doubt which is more severe than certainty? And here Rashi explains, the ilu nozir vadai, a certain nazir megalech mevi korban v'nechal. A person will be able to take a haircut. He brings a sacrifice, and the sacrifice is eaten. V'ilu al sfeko lo motzi legaleach. However, when you deal with a safek, in the case of the doubt, maybe it's a very long nazirus. He won't be able to take a haircut. Da'ochi meforish be'ilu mutar maseches nedarim. Thusly, it's explained in that particular tractate. So now we go back to the Gemara. We continue with the, we'll say, source material for Shitas Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon indicates that a person, when he speaks and enters, we'll say, a realm where there may be a doubt, the person will have to take into consideration the doubt and be bound by that, even though its result is more severe than, it's more severe, more stringent than that which would have been stated with certainty. Desanya, and here we have the following Tanaic source, Hareini Nozir, Almanashe Bekri Ze Meakur. Person accepts Nazirus conditionally, that there is in a particular Kri, a pile of grain, a measure of 100 kur, kur being a dry measure. Faholach, and the speaker goes and notices that he discovers that the pile of grain has either been stolen or lost. Now, impossible to determine how much grain there was at the time he vowed. Rabbi Shimon Oser, Shesofek Nazirus Lahachmir. Rabbi Shimon says that this person will have to observe Nazirus because of a position that he takes, that when there's a matter of doubt concerning Nazirus, you have to be stringent. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda amatir shesofek Nazirus lahokiel. Rabbi Yehuda allows, meaning he doesn't have to observe Nazirus, because when there's an element of doubt, one follows the path of leniency. Before going further, let's glance at Rashi across from here. Hareni Nazir Rabbi Shimon Oser shechayev b'Nazirus. He has to observe Nazirus hoyil tahave sofek, since there is now a doubt. He have a be'me'akur. If there's a doubt whether there was 100 kur, Amrinon Dahavabe, we say that there was. Amrinon Dahavabe, Vadai, Mea Kur, Vileve Nozir, and he has to observe Nazirus. In other words, we say that there was certainly 100 kur there, even though we don't really know. We say there certainly was, and he has to be a Nozir. Shekol Sufik Nazirus Lahachmir. Any matter of doubt concerning Nazirus, you have to rule stringently. Desfekoi benozir chomer mivado. A doubt concerning Nazirus is more stringent than a certain situation, a situation of certainty. Dilu vadai shelo hoyu bo meyakur. Had you been certain that there was not 100 kur, lo havi nozir, he wouldn't have been a Nazir. That was his condition. He says, I'll be a Nazir if there's 100 kur. If there was certainly not 100 kur, he wouldn't be a Nazir. Hashadavi Safek, now that there is a doubt, Amrinon Nazir. We say that he is a Nazir. Hochi Nami b'masnisin. So too in our Mishnah. Hayo desfekahu. Since we have a Safek regarding the fellow who said he'll be a Nazir like a box full. We don't know whether his intention was a box full of kishuim, the large type of vegetation, or chardol. Amrinon bei safek nazirus lahachmir. We apply to him this principle that where there is a doubt concerning nazirus, we rule stringently. Ukeman demleya chardol koamar v'yein lo takon, and we thereby rule that it's viewed as a box full of chardol, and he has no release from the Nazirus. Avol alibo deman dematir shekol sofik Nazirus lahokel, according to the opinion, and we saw Rabbi Yehuda, that says where there's a matter of doubt concerning the Nazirus, you rule leniently. L'didei amrinon royon oisei ki'ilu meleo kishuin. According to him, we would view the box as being filled with the large type vegetation, namely a situation where there is an end in sight. Let's turn back to the Gemara, the next triangle, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Afilu Temo Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah, which views the fellow who accepted Nazirus in box terms, and we in the Mishnah saw it's viewed as a box full of chardol with the stringent conclusion, that can in fact be understood in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda as well. Did we not see that Rabbi Yehuda ruled quite leniently? There's a difference between our Mishnah and the case Rabbi Yehuda addressed. Hasam, where Rabbi Yehuda appeared lenient, lo nochis lei lenazirus. The speaker there didn't enter with any certainty. He didn't enter Nazirus at the outset with any certainty. There was no certain Nazirus from the very outset. There was a doubt from the very outset. Maybe in that pile there wasn't 100 kur. So we don't, in a case where a person didn't even enter Nazirus with certainty, so there is room to be lenient. Ocha, in our Mishnah, though, Nochis lei Nazirus, he entered Nazirus. Whether the box is filled with something large or filled with something very, very minute, there is a Nazirus. The only question is how many Nazirus periods. So in our Mishnah, the fellow entered Nazirus. How are we going to get him out of it? So that, in other words, once you entered the realm of certain Nazirus, and then there's all that remains as a matter of doubt is the amount, we say, well, how can we get him out of it now? The Gemara asks, what do you mean, how can we get him out of it? Am I low? Why not? Lechse lekupa ki'ilu malea kishuim v'diluim v'teheve le'takanta. View the box as if it's filled with these large types of vegetations and thereby provide for him release. The Gemara responds, lo salkadaitach nezirus hu dekoblo le. You cannot think that, you cannot say regarding Reb Yehuda that you're dealing with a fellow who accepts multiple Nazirios, and therefore we can then deliberate how many multiple Nazirios. That's not the case. Why not? The Gemara continues at the top of Amud Beis, the Reb Yehuda Sovelo Karebi. Reb Yehuda holds like Rebbe. And this is now a reflection back on that which we learned at the beginning of today's shir, the top mission of Ches Amud Aleph, where Disnan, Rebbe Omer, regarding someone who had said, Hareini Nozir Kiseo Roshi, Rebbe said, Ein ze megalech achas l'shloshim yom. He does not take a haircut at 30-day intervals. Rather, it's one long Nazirus till the end of his life. V'yezim shemegalech achas l'shloshim yom, according to Rebbe, when would we say that the example of Seir Roshi could afford him haircuts at 30-day intervals? Ha'oim ha'rei olai Nazirus. That's when he used this added expression or more elaborate expression of Hare Olai Nazirus. But if someone said Hareini Nozir, there we saw Kiseo Roshi, or in our example of Hareini Nozir Malo Hakupa, there, Rebbe Yehuda will agree with Rebbe that he is accepting him upon himself one long Nazirus. So then there's no room to deliberate whether it's a box full of this or a box full of that. He started, he certainly got into Nazirus, and once you get into the Nazirus, and Rebbe Yehuda is described as holding like Rebbe, there's no solution. There's no way out because it's one long Nazirus. Note that as we continue in the Gemara, we have a long question marking. In effect, it contains, there are two questions that are contained, but it's answered, the questions are answered only after the long question itself. On the side of the Gemara, we have a Nosei Mivneh heading. We combine the topic heading with a structural note. And by the way, if you need to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. A trapezoid form appears, or a volcano shape. These are Kushios al Nisyonish Reb Yochanan. These are questions on Reb Yochanan's attempt lahamid mishnah seinu krebuda, to set up our mishnah in accordance with Reb Yehuda. Al smach shesoiver kerebi, on the basis of Reb Yehuda holding like Rebbe. So that you'll see in the volcano shapes, each time the Gemara is going to be asking regarding Reb Yehuda, mi sovar lo kerebi. Does Reb Yehuda really adopt Rebbe's approach to this analysis? The Gemara. Maybe just to review the main point right now is that we saw our Mishnah with a stringent ruling, viewing the box as if it's full of charo, resulting in a lifetime of Nazirus. We saw, on the other hand, Reb Yehuda saying Sufik Nazirus Lahokel in the case of a person who made his Nazirus conditional on a certain amount of grain in a pile. And Rabbi Yochanan's approach is to say that our Mishnah, with its stringent approach, can conform to Rabbi Yehuda as well. Rabbi Yehuda's leniency was stated there only because he didn't descend into definite Nazirus from the outset. But once you descend into definite Nazirus, you are bound. And as far as a suggestion to nevertheless look at the box as if it's filled with large vegetation, that was rejected by saying that Rebbe Yehuda holds like Rebbe. That when one says Hareini Nozir, as opposed to saying Harei Olai Nazirus, by saying Hareini Nozir and then adding whatever qualification you add, you're in effect accepting upon yourself one long Nazirus period. Now the Gemara asks, for Rebbe Yehuda Misover Lo Kerebi, does Rebbe Yehuda really hold like Rebbe? V'hotnan Hareini Nozir Kaminyan Yemoi Sachamo V'chule. And this, of course, you can see, is a quote that we had from our Mishnah, the last diamond on Daf Ches Omed Aleph. We saw this quote. That's why here the Gemara is presenting it in a terse fashion. And Om Rabbi Yehuda Maise Hoya V'Kevon Shehishlim Mace. Person accepted upon himself to be a Nazir. And he said Hareini Nazir. That very expression that we saw Rebbe take issue with, saying that would lead to one long Nazirus. Well, what does Rebbe Yehuda say? He comments in support of the Tanna Kamma that a person will have to observe, in effect, 30 years of Nazirus, and at 30-day intervals, he will be able to take a haircut. And at the end of those 30 years, he has completed his Nazirus obligation. The Rashi, and here we should take note of the Rashi. There are two Lishonos in the Rashi. So we're looking at what's called the Lishna Achrina. It's marked off very clearly in your mark, Gemara, for the end of the narrow lines. There's a Lishna Achrina. V'hot Tanya Hareini Nozir Keminyan Yemo Sachamo Klomar Kolzman Shachamo Zoyrachas Dahainu At Soif Olam. One could have interpreted that expression of I'm a Nozir as long as the sun shines. Well, as long as the sun shines, that could be till the end of time. And yet, the Mishnah said, and I mean, namely, Rebbe Yehuda said, he has to observe, in effect, 30 years of Nazirus. So now, the Gemara. E amrs bishlama Nazirus kok mekabel olei. If you say that Rebbe Yehuda is of an opinion different than that of Rebbe, namely, that he has accepted upon himself multiple Naziruyos, 30 years of Nazirus periods, 30-day intervals, or if you're using the expression of the Mishnah, 365 Nazir months. So, Hainu Taimo, then with that we understand Rebbe Yehuda's expression, the Kevon de Hishlim Meis. Since he has completed it, he's completed his Nazirus observance of 30 years of, we'll say 365 Nazirus periods, he completed his obligation and then he died. All of that fits in well to the scheme of things. If you say that the expression of Hareini Nozir Keminyan Yemoi Sachamo is an acceptance of multiple Nazirios, which is not the approach that Rebbe would have taken. Eloi Amos Chada Nazirus Kibul Alei. But if you say, like Rebbe, that a person who says Hareini Nozir Keminyan Yemoi Sachamo is in effect accepting one long Nazirus period, and we saw in Rashi what that would have meant, as long as the sun shines. Well, mihave hashloma klal, would there be any completion to that? Would there be any end to that? So Rebbe Yehuda does not seem to accept Rebbe's approach. V'yoid misover lo k'Rebbe. Again we ask, does Rebbe Yehuda hold like Rebbe? V'ha'tanya, Rebbe Yehuda oimer. Again, we're featuring Rebbe Yehuda. Hareini nazir, minyan ilkati kayetsu minyan shibole shmita. Another girsa has shvile shmita. Rebbe Yehuda, again, note the expression that the fellow uses. He says, hareini nazir. That is the expression that Rebbe says is the acceptance of one long nazirus. And yet, what does Rebbe Yehuda say about that? A person who says, hareini nazir, minyan hilkiti kais. Hilkiti is a reference to dried figs. The number of dried figs that are lying in the field. Or shibole shmita, sheaves of grain left over from before the Shemitah year. Another girsa is paths that are formed by people cutting through fields during the Shemitah when nothing is growing in the fields, and hence traversing through the fields doesn't injure any crop development. So one who accepted Nazirus in that fashion, Moine Nazirus Kaminyan Hilkiti Kayetsu Kaminyan Shibole Shmita. All he has to do is he counts, he observes Nazirus periods in accordance to the number of dried figs that are there, or piles of figs that are there, or the number of Shemitah paths that were formed in the field during the Shemitah year. What do we see from here, though? We see that he's counting multiple Nazirios. If we look in the Tosfos, middle of the Tosfos column, Moina Naziros Minyan Hilkati Kayetz Alma, we see from here Naziros Harbe Kibbolei L'Rav Yehuda. He has accepted upon himself multiple Nazirios. Again, that's not in conformity to Rebbe. Well, with this having been said, so now we're weakening the approach taken by Rabbi Yochanan on Omer Aleph. The Gemara responds, minyan shiny. In both of these examples, use the arrows that we have to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara. Just navigating upwards, you'll notice that on each of the lines above, the person speaking and accepting his nearest mentioned minyan, number of. He said in the previous case, Hareini Nozer Minyan Hilkati. In the case before that, Hareini Nozer Keminyan Yemoi Sachamo. The use of the word Minyan, the number of, is different. And as a result, Rebbe Yehuda, if you're dealing with a fellow who says Hareini Nozer Malo Kupo, he doesn't use the word Minyan. In such a case, Rebbe Yehuda does hold like Rebbe, where you use the word minyan, so things are different. And the assumption right now is things are different, meaning that even Rebbe would agree that when you use the word minyan, you're accepting multiple naziros. Minyan meaning number of. That suggests the idea of unitized naziros, individual multiple naziros periods. The Gemara asks, "Umi shani leila Rebbe minyan?" Here, the question is focused on Rebbe, which we, up till this point, we're saying that Rebbe Yehuda learns like Rebbe, that Rebbe Yehuda accepts Rebbe's approach to this topic. And if that's the case, well, whatever Rebbe Yehuda said, we're assuming that's what Rebbe would hold. And if Rebbe Yehuda is explained as holding minyan shiny, so then ostensibly Rebbe would have said the same thing. But is that really so? Does Rebbe make a distinction just because you added the word minyan? V'ha Tanya. We have the following source in which Rebbe will appear in the latter part of this source. V'ha Tanya hareini nazir k'minyan yemoi sachamo. Moina nazirus k'minyan yemoi sachamo. Person says, I'm going to be a nazir like the in accordance with the number of the days of the sun. So he counts 365 Nazirus periods. Or if he says Kime Halavona, Moina Kime Halavona, the number of days of the moon. The moon has a cycle of 30 days, approximately. So he will observe 30 Nazirus periods. Rebbe Oimer, Ad Shiyoimar, this idea of individual Nazirus periods is not true unless he says, Ad Shiyoimar Nazirus, Olai Kaminyan Yemoy Sachamu Kaminyan Moy Salvona. So once again, the mere fact that the word minyan appears is not enough for Rebbe to accept the idea of individualized multiple Nazirus periods. You have to use the specific expression of Nazirus Olai, or maybe Nazirus Olai. So what are we to say regarding Shitas Rebbe Yehuda right now? The Gemara says as follows, Rebbe Yehuda Sovar lo kavosei b'chada upolig olei b'chada. In order to bolster Rabbi Yochanan from Omad Aleph, who said that our Mishnah with Melo Kupa being viewed as Melo Chadol is in effect in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda as well, we have to say as follows. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi with regard to one aspect of this topic and disagrees on another aspect. And the Gemara spells it out. Savar lo kavasei b'chado Nazirus kabel olei. Let me read that again. Savar lo kavasei b'chado chado Nazirus kabel olei. He holds like Rebbe that where you said Hareini Nozir and whatever follows doesn't really matter, but you say Hareini Nozir, for example, Kamalo Kupa. Rebbe Yehuda holds like Rebbe, one long Nazirus. And as we explained, once you descend it into you definitely descend it into a Nazirus situation, we can't get you out of it, and we have to view the box as if it's full of Hartle. So with regard to the expression of Hareini Nozir, Rebbe Yehuda agrees with Rebbe that you're dealing with one long, uninterrupted, non-interval Nazirus period. Upologale b'chado, Rebbe Yehuda will disagree with Rebbe on one point. Dilu Rebbe Yehuda shonile moine. Rebbe Yehuda places an emphasis. Shonile means it makes a difference to him. The mere appearance of the word minyan. Mone means counting or number of. Regardless of whether you said Hareini Nazir or Harei Olai Naziros, that doesn't matter to Rebbe Yehuda. The fact that the word minyan appears, that is enough to create this sense of Nazirite-ship with intervals. It might be a very long period, but there are intervals. And as such, we can speak about the completion thereof, once you observed all the intervals. For Rebbe lo shoni leimona. But according to Rebbe, the fact that the word minyan alone appears in his statement, in his acceptance of Nazirus, that doesn't make a difference. That's not enough to make a difference. So at this point in the Gemara, where we've concluded the sukya, we can say that Rabbi Yochanan's approach to our Mishnah, as opposed to Chizkiah said that our Mishnah is really a machlokes tanoim, and it would conform to Rabbi Shimon alone. As far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, not so, but rather it can be learned in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda as well. Before continuing in the Gemara, we glance at the side. We have a Nosei Mivneh heading. The house form is featured, and you'll see in the Gemara itself a number of these house forms. Brisos, Tanaic sources, and Mavios, Dugmos, Shonis, Shel, Kabbalos, Nazirus, in which different examples of Nazirus acceptance will be featured. You'll have Memushachos, long Nazirus periods, and Merubos, multiple Nazirus periods. The Gemara. Tonu Rabbanan. Hareini Nozir kol yamei chayai. Hareini Nozir oilam. What is the result of these vowels? Hare ze Nozir olam. He is viewed as a Nozir Olam, and in the past we've seen that saying that someone is a Nazir Olam, it would mean that he would have the right to take haircuts at different intervals. Exactly what those intervals are, there happen to be three different opinions we saw in Tanoim, nevertheless, but haircuts at intervals is a possibility. Now, here we have another Nazirus expression. Afilu Me'a Shana. Afilu Elav Shanim. He says, I'm going to be a Nazir even 100 years, or even 1,000 years. Ein ze Nazir Oilam, Ela Nazir L'Oilam. He's not categorized as a Nazir Olam, but rather as a Nazir L'Olam, the difference being that in these cases, he used a fixed amount of time, and as we learned earlier, that when you do that, you are accepting one long Nazirus period without any interval haircut possibilities. There's a Rashi that was the basis for our explanation. You can see this in the lower part of the page, in the extreme long lines, the middle of that section. Afilu Me'a Shana Ein Ze Nazir Olam Elo Ze Nazir L'Olam Dechad Nazirus Arichta U Dehavya. As Rashi says, it's one long Nazirus. Mishum De'is Le'Kitzutza K'ramin Le'o, because there is a fixed amount of time in his statement, as we had said earlier. We continue in the Gemara. Tonu Rabbanan. Hareini Nazir V'Achas. The result? Moine Shtayim. V'Oid. If he says, Hareini Nazir V'Achas V'Od. Moine Sholosh. And he has to observe three Nazirus periods. V'Shuv. If he says, Hareini Nazir V'Achas V'Oid V'Shuv. Moine Arba. He observes four Nazirus periods. What you're seeing here is that every additional expression obligates him to an additional Nazirus period. The Gemara asks, Pshita, is that not obvious that if he says Vishuv, he's obligating himself to one more Nazirus period? Why does it have to be stated? Mahu detema, without that example being stated in this Tanaic source, I would have thought Vishuv equals ki kulhu. In other words, the person has said Hareini Nazir V'Achas V'Od. At that point, we know he's accepted three Nazirus periods. Without the source, I would have thought that if he adds the word Vishuv, he's doubling whatever he had said till that point. So if up till that point he had accepted three Nazirus periods and then he adds the word Vishuv, so it's another three. V'Havya Le'Shis. And the total then would be six Nazirus periods. Komash Malon Delo. This Tanaic source reveals to us that that's not so. But rather, by adding the word Vishuv, you're simply adding one additional Nazirus period. Tana Rabbanan. Hareini Nazir. Sumbus Omer. Hein equals Achas. If a person would say, Hareini Nazir Hein. The word hein is a Greek word meaning one. We have other languages that have words similar to that, like the word uno or the word one itself. Looking at it in a literal fashion, maybe we should say in a transliterated fashion, one. Hain, very similar sound. It means one. If a person would say, for example, Hareini Nazir Digun, that's Shtayim. That's two. That means he's accepting two Nazirus periods. If he would say Trigun, Shalosh, three Nazirus periods. If he would say Tetragon, that would be four Nazirus periods. And here's a word that is probably familiar to many of those listening to this year, Pentagon. Chamesh, that results in five Nazirus periods. The Meforshim say that the Chiddush of this source is that Nazirus acceptance can be done in any language. We continue, and by the way, that point is found in the Rashi, where he says five lines from the very end, at the end of the line, Vashminin de Bechol Loshon Yochol Odom Lekabel Olov Nezirus. Tana Rabbanan. And here, since we mentioned these Greek words, the Gemara ends off the perek with a basically an unrelated topic, but the point of the common denominator between this additional point and that which we just said has to do with these Greek number references. The source deals with laws that pertain to a house that became afflicted with negoyim. Negoyim being a type of discoloration discovered on the walls of a house, and at the time of the Torah and for many generations henceforth, these laws were observed on a practical level, if you will. Today we don't run into these things. As far as technical halacha is concerned, these are halachas that still they technically apply, but we have basically either the phenomena of the phenomenon of negoyim doesn't appear, or even if it appears, we've simply lost the tradition on it. Nevertheless, the following is stated: bias tana rabbanan bias agel digun tregun pentagon, a house that is either round or it's has two corners to it, or trigon, it's a three corner triangular structured house, pentagon, a pentagon. Do we have to say any more than that? For those who might not be familiar, a five-cornered house, eino metame b'negoyim. It does not become afflicted in halachic terms with negoyim. In other words, even if there's some type of wall discoloration as is described in the Torah, it's not going to affect in halachic, in tumah terms, a house of these aforementioned number of corners. Tetragon, a four-cornered house, metame benegoyim. That kind of house is subject to tumas negoyim. My taimo, what is the basis for this conclusion? The Gemara says it's a scriptural source, and the Gemara here makes a brief reference to two psukim. The psukim themselves, you can see, are quoted in Rashi. So the Gemara reads as follows: Lamatu Omer Kir Kiros, Lamalo Omer Kir Kiros. You have two psukim referred to regarding Nige Botim. Rashi quotes the psukim. You can see three lines from the bottom: Imposa Nega Bakiros Habayas. The word Kiros is stated in the plural. Kir is a wall. Kiros is plural. So minimum plural is two. Another pasuk, and Rashi quotes its second line from the bottom: Vine Anega Bakiros Habayas. Again, you see the word kiros in the plural form. In both of the psukim, it could have been written as, in the singular, it could have been written, v'nei posa nega bekir habayis, or v'nei anega bekir habayis, and yet the Torah spells it out in a plural form. So this clues us into the following, that instead of the word kir, it says kiros, and that appears twice, and we said the minimum plural is two, but it says it twice. That gets you hare kan arba. That leads you to four walls. Four walls will establish four corners, and hence only a four-cornered house is subject to negoyim with all of its legal ramifications. You notice, of course, with good fortune and the help of the one above, we've completed the first perek of Nozir. Before we conclude the shir, though, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.